barometers at 29.78 inches. And we are joined this morning, as we typically are at this time on Wednesday morning, by our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
So a little humid out there, but, you know, it's going to get worse.
Exactly. Because it could be worse, and it will become so.
Right. Right. So, man, busy. Another busy, busy week at the library. Should we start things off with what's coming up later on today on Wild Wednesday?
Absolutely. We've got some 4-H instructors coming by to teach elementary school students how to do some basketry. So we'll be learning how to make a basket, and you'll be creating a basket of your own to take home. And it's a little tough, so elementary age children only, please.
I think I took a basket weaving course in college. You know how those go. You need those occasionally, right?
Oh, yes.
And let's see. Later on tonight, we're going to talk about investing, huh?
Yeah, Adam Ryback's going to be by the library at 6 o'clock this evening. He's been here many other times teaching the fundamental principles of investing. He uses the series of Benjamin Graham, and Benjamin Graham, of course, was Warren Buffett's mentor. He's got a book out, Graham does, called The Intelligent Investor, which is kind of the guide that Adam uses to help us make some intelligent investing decisions. The program is free and for educational purposes only, and no registration is required.
No wagering.
Yes.
I want to mention that, too, just in case. That's, in case you don't get that from the description. So tomorrow morning, you're going to be doing some Zumba?
Yeah, tomorrow at 9:30, all ages are welcome to stop by. We're going to do Zumba in the park outside the library. We're going to have a YMCA instructor there, and you'll be dancing all morning long. It's the second class in our summer wellness series, and it should be a lot of fun.
The water feature I see is up and running out in Patrons Park, too.
Isn't it lovely?
Yeah.
It's so relaxing to just hang out by the water feature.
See,
very
there you
calming.
Yeah, yeah. Your super awesome library teens are meeting tomorrow afternoon?
Exactly. We've got a couple of service projects we're going to discuss and other ways we can promote the library, make the library a better place for teens. Monthly meetings with the super awesome library teens are members only, but we are accepting new members at this time if you're interested. So you can get in touch with me, and I'll give you some more info on how to apply.
And now you say teens. What teen range are we kind of talking here?
I think my youngest one currently is 12, and we go all the way up to 17.
Okay.
At the moment.
All right.
If you were 18, you could come too.
Right, but but again, people have, kids have to apply and make a little commitment kind of thing.
Exactly, yeah, because they do meet once a month, and we do some other kinds of service-oriented activities as well. It's really looks great on a resume, I think.
Okay, and it is family night once again on Thursday, as it is every Thursday in the summer.
It sure is, and we have one of my all-time favorite performers coming in on Thursday, 6:30 for free, Mr. Tom Pease. He has an infectious sense of fun. He does all kinds of dancing, sign language, humor, and frankly, just sheer joy. You leave your the concert laughing, singing, and it's free, and there's no registration required. So I'm very excited to have Tom back.
Yeah, fun. Fun time. I haven't seen him in a while, but definitely seen him in good times. I agree with you that it does leave you with a feeling of joy.
Right. You can't be sad at a Tom Pease show. So.
Absolutely not. Then in the afternoon on Friday, we have Friday Fun at 1. What's coming up this week?
Well, we've got the Frostbite Follies coming in. Jerry from the Brain Brigade is going to do an educational liquid nitrogen demonstration geared for elementary age kids. So anybody scientifically minded in your house that might appreciate that, bring them by to the library at 1 o'clock on Friday.
All right, and so I'm guessing liquid nitrogen, he's going to freeze things.
I hope so.
And you know what? 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon, he'd be better to just kind of freeze the entire room.
I think so. And just see if we can get some of that spread around.
That may be the better plan, right?
Kind of like the opposite of huddling around a campfire. You're huddled around the liquid nitrogen.
Yeah, there you go. So then we move ahead to Music Monday. Extreme musical chairs?
Yes. This is going to be extreme at 4:30 on Monday. We're going to change the meaning of rocking chairs with some extreme fun. I'm prepared to rock out. It's going to be pretty hardcore. We're going to run around, and then we'll have some prizes. It is geared toward ages 12 to 18. We don't want any younger kids getting trampled, so I had to kind of set an age limit. But it should be a hard rocking good time.
Sounds like fun. Sounds like, and people can get really competitive at musical chairs.
You know, they really can. Adults can, but teens especially, I think, are kind of a vicious group when it comes to musical chairs.
Yeah, yeah. So that should be fun. That's what time on Monday?
4:30.
All right. And then your Needles in the Book Stacks group getting together on Monday evening?
Yeah, they meet twice a month, the first and third Thursday of the month. We're actually looking into maybe adding more times or moving to a bigger room because it's a really great crowd that shows up every other Monday. They knit, crochet, embroider, work on quilts, all kinds of fiber arts crafts going on. You just bring whatever you're working on, and it's kind of a free space and time and some built-in social hour there as well. So it's really a great event, Monday at 6:30.
And speaking of space and time, it is Teen Tuesday coming up next week, and for those of you who had no clue what noise I was making, it's Doctor Who Day.
It absolutely is. So right before you leave for 4th of July, coming on Tuesday at 4:30, we're going to watch an episode of Doctor Who. We're going to encourage everybody to dress up. We'll debate who the best doctor is and generally geek out about all things Doctor Who. So it should be a good time. Again, that's Tuesday at 4:30. And we are actually closed on the 4th. So keep that in mind.
Right, right. Now, I just saw a thing on Facebook, I think, yesterday, that they're retooling the opening music a little bit for the new season with the new Doctor.
Oh, boy. Every time they do that, the last couple of times they've done that, I have not been impressed. So we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, the one that was the cha-cha style just really didn't do much for me.
It was weird. It was so weird.
Yeah, yeah. But somewhere in my stuff, if I didn't give it away at some point, when I worked at the summer camp, we had some we had an exchange program with and had some counselors from the UK, and one of them was kind enough to send me a cassette from the BBC of a bunch of Doctor Who music and effects.
Oh, wow, that's so fun.
Which was awesome. And I don't know if I still have it, because I got rid of most of my cassettes, and that's one that I kind of wish I would have copied over. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. So
it sounds like it.
Yeah. And a couple different variations of the theme. One that was with like the Royal Philharmonic playing it, which is a little different
kind of
take on it, right? So,
yeah, totally.
So we won't be talking next Wednesday then, I'm guessing, because,
I don't think so. So there's you'll have to check our website at westbendlibrary.org, visit us on Facebook, or give us a call. We'll tell you more about the upcoming events.
So, but, and again, the library closed on Wednesday, but you're not taking a long, extended July 4th holiday, just Wednesday.
Nope, just the day.
And otherwise, except for being closed on Wednesday, the West Bend Public Library is open regularly, what hours?
Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fridays, we're open 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. And during all those hours, we do answer the phones to take questions. We're also usually on Facebook outside, even outside of business hours, if you have a question you want to ask via Facebook message as well.
You know what we should do? You should get Tom Pease to write a little song about the library hours. The library is open Monday through Thursday. You know what I mean?
He would, too. He's very good.
Wouldn't that be fun? Then you record that, and then we'll just play that during this portion every week. What do you think?
I think that sounds like a great idea. I'll try to get him on board.
Yeah, see? There you go. He'd probably do it. He's a good guy. So. All right. Well, hey, have yourself a fine rest of the week, and I guess we'll talk on Wednesday the 11th then.
All right. Well, you take it easy. Have a good 4th, and we'll chat with you later.
All right. Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. That's Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. our regular weekly